he took the Negro side. And one day, about 2 years ago, I was down in Brownsville, and I talked to several people that were, some of them were closer than I was, than we were to it. And he never interviewed anybody that was there and went through it, but he interviewed people that had moved into town 2, 3, 4, 5 years after the raid. And so this chap that I know down there, and knew the family very, very well, and he's quite a historian. And I have a friend that's a lawyer, and he said to me, he said, "Maybe if you could ever get the guy's address, there's a guy that wrote the truth that lives, the guy that has the memoirs, has everything to have the book printed. He's the one that lives way up in Connecticut. I don't know where this other guy lives, but he was also from up in the north. And the guy was threatened, he was afraid to publish the book, and the book has never been published.
The one that was the truth?
The one that was in Brownsville during the raid.
And he's never published it?
Never published it. And I can't get this chap, he said that we hadn't heard from him in 3 or 4 years. I have a friend that's a lawyer in Edinburgh, and he's made considerable money. And he said, "Well, listen, if you'd ever get it," he said, I'd buy it from him. And we'd publish that. And one day I went to see him. I said, "Why don't you?" "Well," he said, "he hadn't heard from me in a long time." He said, "He used to call me up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning," and he said, "You know, I can't sleep over this." He said, "I'm just not going to publish it." He says, "I'm just afraid to." Now, this has gone on since, what, 1906? But now that is the story of that, and it's true. The guy that was in Brownsville and wrote the book was threatened, and he said, "Why put my family?" He had a wife, maybe some children.
Why was he threatened? Who was he threatened?
Well, because he was telling the truth.
So he was threatened.
And this other one is more siding with the Negro, see?
And that's the problem.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Is that too much on you, that,
oh,
right?
Not at all. I wanted to ask you to draw something for me.
Now, now I haven't told you about the bandits in 1915.
Tell me.
Oh, listen. I'd love, really. I can't write. I can't. And I have stuff here. This is stuff that I've jotted down through the years. And they say it costs $5,000 to $8,000 to publish a book. But if I could get, several have wanted to write, but just wanted to, they wouldn't have the money to have the book published. And I'd give any, there's so much that I could tell. You never would get through with me. And it's just too bad that I'm just telling things that I've witnessed, and then some things that I have proof of from before. Now, yeah, the bandits, I was married in 1912, and the bandits in 1915. I was living in San Juan then.
In San Juan, that's the town.
See, his name is and St. So the Mexican thing is plantation. He's directly south of it, and he owned all that land from there and there on up toward Edinburgh. It's called a portion, and a portion is your land grant from the King of Spain. See.
And your father owned a portion.
Oh, he owned several portions.
How did he get portions?
Well, I don't know. A portion, huh?
Did he buy it?